The stock market is well on its way to delivering a third straight year of painful losses. Despite some recent gains, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 13% for the year. The NASDAQ Composite is down even more, 28%. Lots of investors are uncertain about their retirement. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
With about half of all Americans currently invested in the stock market, it's not surprising some people are worried about the effects of Wall Street's gyrations on their portfolios. AARP decided to ask people whether they thought recent market declines would affect their retirement plans. David Certner is Director of Federal Affairs at AARP.
One in five, basically, 21%, had actually said that they'd postpone their retirement as a result of their losses over the last 2 years. And that among those who postponed their retirement, over 20% now expected to retire after the age of 69.
And even among those who don't plan to work longer or to return to work after retiring, a significant majority of those who own stocks say they believe the market decline will affect their lifestyles in retirement.
We had about 6 in 10 basically saying that they were going to have to budget their money more carefully, 4 in 10 saying that they were looking to reduce spending in other ways, a third reporting that they were going to take fewer vacations, and nearly a third saying they were postponing making a major purchase.
Just over 1,000 people between the ages of 50 and 70 were questioned in the telephone survey, but Ross Eisenbray with the Employment Policy Foundation is somewhat skeptical. He says the average retirement age has been going up for some time now.
In 1998, all through 99, the labor force participation rate of these older workers kept climbing, and it preceded the stock market fall by almost 2 years.
Eisenbray says the rise in the Social Security retirement age, along with the need by some older workers to maintain their health benefits, probably has more to do with the decision to work than any stock market declines. Life expectancies have also been steadily increasing, making it likely some retirees who have returned to work may be doing so simply to stay active. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.